This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be. But you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have questions about formulations, ingredients, a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, give us a shout, 844-236-6010. We can help you. We want to be your go-to resource for all things health and nutrition, and we love hearing from you at 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also take a look at our longevity products, and you can also click on the Join the Team link. Excuse me, at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. Also, take a look at our Truth shopping products, protein powders, probiotics, enzymes, all up at truthnourishment.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that up. We also have blog posts and news stories at truthnourishment.com. And also, take a look at our skin health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have lots of lines open for you. Try to call in early so we don't have to leave you on hold. 844-236-6010 is our number. I want to continue talking about the notion of estrogen and disease, the misunderstood so-called female hormone. Is really a stimulating substance. Estrogen makes things happen. That's the best way to put it. Some people say it's a stress hormone. Some people say it's a growth hormone. Some people say it's a female hormone. Excuse me. Basically, it's a dynamic, stimulating substance. It makes things happen, for better or worse. If there's too much of it, or if it's not cleared out of the body appropriately, or if breakdown products build up, it revs up cells. It makes them divide. It makes them take in fluid. And taking in fluid is a precursor to division, so it causes fluids to not move as well. In order for growth to happen, fluids have to kind of pool up. Pooling up of fluids is a precursor to growth always, and that's why estrogen is a fluid retention hormone, as many women know. And it also ultimately will put a lot of stress on the system. When I say put a lot of stress on the system, I mean it will put energy into the system. Basically, stress is energy. When we say we're stressed, we mean we're sucking up energy. We're taking in energy. Our body is in a very energetic state. This is not necessarily a bad thing. The stress response is actually something, or stress, I should say, and the stress response is something that we just started talking about maybe 100 years ago. A guy named Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E, he came up with what he called the general adaptation syndrome, which is what the stress response is. He said it was the stress response, or the GAS, is divided into three stages. First, you got an alarm reaction. the body prepares to go into fight or flight mode. The sympathetic nervous system gets activated. So the first stage in the stress response or the general adaptation response is high blood pressure. It is a shutdown of the digestive system. It's a slowing down, let's say a slowing down of the digestive system. It is a change in the way blood flows. So all of a sudden blood leaves the extremities. You become pale as a ghost. You become white as a ghost. And all the blood goes to your muscles. I shouldn't say your extremities. It goes away from your face and goes towards your muscles. It goes away from the center towards your muscles so you can run. This is the key. It is a general protective response. That means it is happening everywhere in the body. It's coordinated. All the organs are coordinated through this thing, through the nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is linked to all these various parts of the body. So if you have high blood pressure and your digestive system is slowing down and your immune system is not working as well as it should and your heart rate is going up and your breathing pattern is changing and your circulation flow is different, all of this has to do with a general stress response, insomnia, anxiety, mental health issues, dry mouth, a dryness of all secretions, all the things we suffer from either in the short term or in the long term that we consider to be not comfortable are signs of an activated stress response. Then there's the second stage of this general adaptation syndrome. And this is when homeostasis kicks in. It's called resistance. And this is the second stage, depending on the stressor. I mean, changes can take place on many levels. A stressor could be money. You're going to start to cut back on your buying. Your stressor could be your health. You'll start eating better food. If you don't resist whatever the stressor is, this can have an impact on your physical and emotional well-being. And then you go into exhaustion. In the body, the stressors, what we call a stress response, a sympathetic nervous system response, is part of this resistance stage. It's part of how the body resists the lion, or resists the credit card bill, or resists the threat, whatever the threat to the survival is. Resistance doesn't work, you just go into exhaustion. And that's the third stage of the general adaptation syndrome. You exhaust your resources, and this is when we become sick. And ultimately, this is when we'll die. Keep in mind, though, the stress response is key. It's how you handle the stress. And this is where strain comes in. It's how you handle the stress. If your stressor is your credit card bill and you're worrying and your high blood pressure and your blood pressure goes up and you get hypertension, that's not an effective way to handle the stressor. If you deal with your credit card bill, you deal with the mental health issue, the mental issue or the thought issue on that level, that is a healthy way of dealing with the stressor. If you deal with the high blood sugar by taking metformin, that's not a healthy way of dealing with the stressor. If you deal with the elevated blood sugar by worrying about your health, that's not a good way to handle the stressor. But if you deal with your stressor by taking chromium and by changing the way you eat and going out and exercise, that's a great way to handle the stressor. See, the stressor itself is not the issue. It's how it is handled. We allow our bodies to handle our stressors in their primitive African Sahara way. We allow the body to handle our stressors in a way that the body isn't quite able to do it. And that's why disease shows up and we go through into exhaustion. The body can't really handle all of our stressors without our intentional help. On its own, if your blood sugar goes up, the body's going to handle the stressor by glycation, by sticking the sugar in various proteins, or by reacting the sugar with various proteins. That's going to cause glycation, which will ultimately cause neuropathies and blindness. But if you handle the stressor of sugar by changing the way you eat and by exercising, that's a great way to handle the stressor. What I'm saying here, it's not the stressor. It's how we handle the stressor. This is what eustress and versus distress is about. In fact, stress, when it's handled correctly, is part of life. Hans Selye himself said, without stress, there would be no life. It's how we manage the stress. If we allow our hormones to manage the stress for us, there will be a problem. And we're watching it. And that's a large part of our health care, our health challenges. We're allowing our body to handle what we should be doing on our own. All right. Or helping the body do, I should say. That's a better way of putting it. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, and also pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com and brightsideben.com have longevity products. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the website by clicking on the Join the Team link at PharmacistBen.com, BrightsideBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. All right, we're talking about the general stress response. I want to talk about estrogen here in a minute. Estrogen being a manifestation of the general of the stress response. Or actually, maybe it's not a manifestation of the stress response as much as it's a trigger of the stress response. I'm not really sure which came first, the chicken or the egg, but it's certainly associated with the stress response. The alarm reaction, the first stage of the stress response, that's when you get your adrenaline going and your cortisol going. That's when your blood pressure goes up and your digestion shuts down and or slows down. You can't sleep, you got anxiety. If your menopausal symptoms, if you're going through menopause, that's a classic example of the alarm reaction stage, the first stage of the stress response. All the symptoms of menopause. Or the things that we assume are menopausal symptoms that are just part and parcel with menopause. By the way, menopause is a classic example of the stress response gone crazy, and that means that you can address menopausal symptoms by all of the things we talk about for reducing or strengthening the stress response. Anyway, first stage is alarm. Second stage is when you actually adjust to the alarm. In the body, it'll be hormonally. What's supposed to happen is the parasympathetic, the relaxation nervous system is supposed to kick in. There's a guy who wrote a book, a biologist wrote a book a few years ago, named Sapolsky, called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. And he described the first two stages of the stress response to show why zebras or wild animals don't stress. Ulcers are a sign of a problem with the second and third stage. I'll tell you what I mean here in a second. Typically in nature, what's supposed to happen is the body is supposed to rest after it's been stressed. It's supposed to go in a healthy system. You get stressed and then you get rest. The rest is the body adjusting to the stress response. Theoretically, in nature, the stressor doesn't stay. In nature, the stressor will kill the animal or the animal will survive it. But one way or another, there's no stressor that stays. We've created a culture where we've messed up this system. So we end up with an alarm reaction stage, and then we go into the body tries to counteract that alarm, but we still have alarm. The alarm doesn't go away because we're still working. Our kids are still giving us a hard time, or our bills are still there, or the IRS isn't going away. And what ends up happening there is the constant stressor overrides resistance and you go into the third stage, which is exhaustion, and that's when we become sick. This general adaptation syndrome, or dysfunctions in the general adaptation syndrome, explain fatigue, depression, suppressed immunity, cancer, diabetes, all the problems associated with diabetes, the neuropathies, the blindness, the poor circulation, the obesity. All of this is a sign of the body not of having to deal with drip, drip, drip stress. The body can handle the right kind of stress because the first two stages of the general adaptation syndrome will handle it. It's the drip, drip, drip chronic stress. And I'm not talking just psychological stress here. It's the chronic stress from the wrong foods. It's the chronic stress from the sugar. It's the chronic stress from the drugs. We have this chronic stress that overrides the body's ability to handle it. And that's where we go into, the disease. So what does that tell you? It's in the second stage, that resistance stage, that we have power, but we've abdicated it. That resistance stage is where we should be taking our supplements and exercising and changing our lives and doing things that we're supposed to do to stay healthy. It's the drip, drip, drip stress that overrides the system where we should be adjusting our lifestyles, allowing the body to adjust correctly if that's what's supposed to happen, but helping the body with nutrition, with exercise, with mental health strategies. Stress that crosses a certain threshold of intensity when it's done correctly, well, guess what? It will cause the system to adjust upwards. That's called systems theory, by the way. Systems theory describes how systems grow. Systems evolve and get better, like your muscles, when they're stressed past a certain threshold of intensity within a context of rest and relaxation. Within a context of rest and relaxation and nutrition, stress will cause a system to evolve to become better. The bone is stronger at the point of the break. Drip, 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 drip stress doesn't allow that to happen. In the book Cracking the Aging Code by Dorian Sagan, who's Carl Sagan's son, and a guy named Josh Middledorf, they describe the relationship between a specific kind of stress called intermittent fasting, or also known as temporary starvation, and longevity. It turns out that intermittent fasting and starvation, and they don't say this, but caloric restriction, increase longevity. Putting the body in a state of stress, starvation stress, stimulates anti-aging chemistry. There's a whole class of chemistry, of chemicals called sirtuins, which most people don't even, haven't really caught on to yet. Certainly you'll hear about them. In chemistry, biochemists learn something or discover something, it's about 20 years before the general public gets it. It might be faster these days. You'll hear about sirtuins. We've known about sirtuins now for about 20 years. S-I-R-T-U-I-N-S, maybe a little longer. These are chemicals, anti-aging molecules, that are secreted in response to stressors, in response to fasting, in response to physical duress. All of the sirtuins are the reason why all of these strategies are longevity strategies. Intermittent, by the way, being the key word. Starvation is not a good thing. Nobody's saying to go out and starve, but intermittent starvation, keeping the body guessing. When the body is in a guessing mode, it upregulates anti-aging and anabolic chemistry. That's a trick. That's a hack. That's a way to hack into your anti... I mean, it's hard because we are induced to ingest calories at every turn. You can't drive down the highway 10 miles without seeing multiple signs, most highways, multiple signs that tell you to eat something. Walk down any city street, you got signs that are everywhere that tell you to eat something. Open up any magazine, watching TV, eating, 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 eating. Starvation, on the other hand, intermittent starvation, that's anti-aging. Eating is pro-aging. Eating is pro-aging. Now, obviously, you have to eat, but eating the way we eat is pro-aging. So in order for stress to have value, it has to have the right context. It has to be in the right circumstance, the right conditions. It has to occur within a context of rest. It has to occur within a context of nutrition, nourishment. In the skincare world, one of the most common questions, I always talk about stressing the skin, how important it is to stress the skin. If you want to have beautiful skin, you got to stress it. Now, there's lots of ways. Well, the main way to stress the skin is to disturb the skin surface, but there's lots of ways you can disturb the skin surface. You can use microdermabrasion to do it. You can use alpha-hydroxy acids to do it. You can use retinol, enzymes. There's lots of ways to do it. But the key is the tissue doesn't grow when it's being stressed. It grows the next day when it's being rested. And that's why you got to take days off from your alpha-hydroxy acid program, just like you've got to take days off from your workout program at the gym. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's biggest bank claims President Trump's tariffs on Chinese imports can be expected to cost American families $1,000 a year. J.P. Morgan Chase out with an analysis showing the tariffs already in place have cost families $400 a year. Planned Parenthood saying it's withdrawing from the Title X federal family planning program instead of abiding by a new Trump administration rule preventing participants from referring patients for abortions unless in cases of rape and incest. A Planned Parenthood spokeswoman, Erica Sacken, says it was a difficult decision.
It's extremely concerning, and we really believe that our patients deserve to have the best medical care and information available, and this gag rule would make that impossible. I mean, we think it's unethical to keep information from our patients.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got lines open. We'll get your calls here momentarily. A couple of interesting stories here. I don't remember if I read this or not. I got this a few weeks ago. Zombie eating. 88% of adults have died while staring at a screen, survey finds. Zombie eating is when you just eat while you're watching TV, or eat when you're at the movies, or eat when you're reading a book, or eat when you're on the computer, blah, blah, blah. The whole idea of eating is that we're supposed to be paying attention to eating, and the whole idea of eating is that it's regulated by chemistry in the body. We hack into that chemistry every time we eat processed food. We hack into that chemistry every time we zombie eat. We hack into that chemistry every time we eat when we're under stress in a bad way. We hack into the chemistry to disrupt eating, disrupt the eating process, the biochemistry associated with the eating process. That's why we overeat. The body has a certain way it likes to ingest calories. And when that way is respected, we ingest far less calories and we're much choosier with the calories we ingest. The body likes to ingest calories based on nutrient density. It likes to ingest calories that are associated with nutrients. Throughout history, whenever we got calories, we tended to get nutrients because we were eating living food or food that had recently been alive. We weren't eating processed food. These days, we separated calories from nutrition. So we hack into the body. The body doesn't know what to do with that. The body is getting enough calories. It's getting lots of calories, but it doesn't get the nutrition, and it doesn't know what to do with all of that. Those calories represent major stressors, and the nutrition is the way it's supposed to work, is the nutrients are supposed to help the body handle all that stress. That's not even to mention eating the wrong kinds of foods, foods that we have immune responses to, or foods that disrupt the chemistry of the intestine, gluten, for example. We have totally messed up the food supply. That is the core of our disease, of our physiologic disease process, crisis. Now, you throw in the psychological and duresses that the human body now has to deal with, that the human body didn't have to deal with 10,000 years ago when it was growing up. And, of course, that compounds it. But the food is the key. That's why every study that's ever been done on longevity has shown that the less you eat, the longer you live. I hate to be the bearer of bad news because we all love to eat. We get all those yummy dopamine molecules secreted and oxytocin molecules secreted, and we forget about our problems for a little bit, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But it's actually good news, because if you're sick, that represents a major, major leverage point for you to deal with your illness. Major leverage point. The most important leverage point, by far, is the food you eat and the sugar you ingest. If you're sick, that represents that should be the best news you've ever heard. If you are sick, if you have diabetes, if you have kidney disease, if you have autoimmune disease, the relationship between food slash inflammation, the protective response and your disease state should be not only the best news you ever heard, but the most important place that you want to leverage for your health. If you're going to the doctor and getting a drug before you work at that level, you have totally drank the Kool-Aid. All right. Get your calls here just a second. Speaking of food, this is from Dr. Robert. This is from the Chicago Tribune. Dr. Robert Lustig, Lustig. He's got a bunch of really great books on sugar. This is a study that he quotes in the book Fat Chance: Beating the Odds Against Sugar. Quote, sugar science shows that a calorie is not a calorie, but rather that the source of a calorie determines how it's metabolized. That's what I'm talking about. If the source of that calorie is processed food, it's going to be metabolized completely differently than if it's a vegetable or a fruit. Scientists at the University of California in San Francisco say sugar is making us sick. They've launched an initiative to bring information on food and drink and added sugar to the public by reviewing more than 8,000 scientific papers that show a strong link between the consumption of added sugar and chronic diseases. Quote, the common belief until now is that sugar just makes us fat, but it's becoming clear through research that it's making us sick. Unquote. Fatty liver disease is the classic example of what excess ingestion of sugar can do to the body. Kidney disease is the same thing. It's no accident that as our sugar consumption goes up and as diabetes, the rates of diabetes and metabolic syndrome go up, so do liver and kidney problems. If you have a kidney issue, first of all, your kidneys, they have to be really, really deteriorated for you to have a kidney issue. You can pretty much go around living your life at 25% kidney function. It's not a good thing. If you have kidney disease, the fastest way to heal your kidneys is to lay off the sugar and to start doing nutrients that help your body process the sugar. Kidney disease is just one of the masks, one of the faces of diabetes, as is fatty liver disease, both of which are epidemic. Speaking of diabetes, this is from the Federation of American Societies of Experimental Biology. More evidence suggests type 2 diabetes is an inflammatory disease. Huh, what does that mean? study provides novel insights, allowing development of tailor-made anti-inflammatory-based therapies to reduce the burden of type 2 diabetes. That's according to Dr. Alexander Rosendahl, Ph.D. He says that if you want to deal with your diabetes, we need to come up with more anti-inflammatory medication. No, you need to figure out why you're inflamed. It's the sugar. Blood sugar inflames us. Blood sugar is very pro-inflammatory because inflammation is a protective response, and sugar is very active. It's like a nuclear bomb inside your bloodstream, and your body's protecting itself from that explosive activity. The sugar molecule is highly explosive, and it needs to be controlled. Yes, you need it, but it has to be controlled. Has to be the energy it provides has to be harnessed and channeled by all kinds of unbelievably fascinating sub-microscopic chemistry, quantum chemistry. Too much of that stuff, too much of that sugar, creates a defensive response. That's inflammation. Too much of that sugar creates damage to proteins especially. That's inflammation. This is our first two points in the triangle of disease. The food and the digestive system. All right, sorry. The food and the digestive system and sugar. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's say good morning to our friend Barry in New Orleans. What's up, Barry? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I want to ask, because someone was just recently telling me that when one gets too much protein, say your body secretes that. So,
secretes? Say that again. Your body secretes or excretes it?
Yeah, excretes it, yes. So,
That's true. What were you going to ask me?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because I've seen things on the computers talking about, how bad getting too much protein is.
It's not that it's bad. There's a couple things associated with protein. It does. Amino acids do have to be excreted, and there's a whole bunch of metabolic toxins that are produced. Typically, that's not a problem, but too much protein and the inability to handle it can be an issue. Hang on, Barry. We'll finish that up when we come back from our break. That's a good question. There's a lot of misunderstandings about protein. All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking to Barry in New Orleans about protein. Kind of misunderstood of the three major food groups, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Proteins are the superstars. They're the Brad Pitts of the three macronutrients. Proteins do the work. Proteins are basically exactly the same, basically, as fats and carbohydrates, but they have a nitrogen attached to them. They're a carbohydrate with nitrogen. Or fat with nitrogen. Fats and carbs are basically the same thing too, in the sense that carbs or carbohydrates, fats are long chains or storage forms of carbohydrates. And then you stick a nitrogen on there and you get a protein. That's basically all macronutrition right there in a nutshell. Sugar, long chains of sugar is fat, and then you stick a nitrogen on them and you get protein. That nitrogen makes all the difference in the world. That's why proteins are handled completely different. Nitrogen does work. We talked. I'm just blown away by nitrogen, and it's just the most fascinating element to me for a lot of reasons. But the fact is that nitrogen makes things grow. So we have NPK fertilizers. That's why you have algae blooms in certain areas of the ocean because of the high nitrogen content in the water, mostly from pollution. Other elements, phosphorus also is involved too. But the point is that nitrogen creates the problems. Nitrogen creates the power of protein and also creates the problems. That nitrogen is eliminated in the body in ammonia and urea. And I think this is what Barry, this might be what you're talking about. What have you heard about? And then I'll explain why I think it's not really accurate to talk about protein toxicity, which you do hear sometimes people talking about. What have you heard about it?
Yeah, well, I was talking to a man who was in medical school, and the reason I asked him the question because I've been looking on the computer and a couple of things I saw talk about how, you know, the dangers of getting too much protein, how it's very harmful if you get too much.
No, that's not, none of that's true. If you have kidney disease, you may have a problem, or if you have liver disease, you might have a problem. But no, that's, if you're a healthy person, it's very difficult to overdose on protein, almost impossible. Protein, by the way, is turned into fat. I don't know if you know this, but protein's turned into sugar and fat. That's one of the ways the body will handle protein when large ingestion of protein, especially under conditions of low carb, or low sugar. That's what this is the problem with paleo that a lot of people don't recognize. They'll go out and they'll eat lots of protein. They'll keep their sugar down, but they won't lose weight. And they'll be like, what the heck's going on? It's because the protein is getting turned into sugar and then fat. The body's very efficient at doing that. So you got to be careful with eating a lot of protein if you're diabetic and you're trying to just not get, you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to keep your sugar down. On the other hand, small amounts or a certain amount of protein is actually very important for building things. But you got to make the body build. If you're just ingesting protein, because protein is a building substance, it's an action substance. If you're just ingesting protein, but you're not working out, or you're not recovering from surgery, or your body's not in some kind of anabolic revved up mode, you're not going to get the benefits of the protein. The trick is to give the body a reason to use the protein. You follow what I'm saying there, Barry? Not just to put protein in your down your gullet. You know, not just to eat hamburgers and steak all day. And by the way, you can't really binge on too much protein. It's very difficult. Have you ever tried to eat a lot of protein all at once?
No. No.
Most people don't. You don't really binge on steak. You know, once you've had enough, you've had enough. You can't eat a lot more. And that's just the way protein is. If you've ever had a protein smoothie, you put too much protein in it, you know you don't feel so great if you do too much protein. So, you know, it's sort of self-limits. If you have kidney problems, then you might want to start paying attention. Protein turns into one of the ways the body handles excess amino acids is by turning them into ammonia. And ammonia can be toxic. Ammonia then is what's supposed to happen is then the ammonia gets turned into urea. You've heard of blood urea. They'll measure blood urea to see how much urea is in your blood, how well your kidneys are supposed to deal with that urea. That's a measurement of kidney function. Now, if your kidneys aren't dealing with the urea, then you can run into a problem because urea is a source of nitrogen. It's called BUN, blood urea nitrogen. You don't want that stuff too high, just like you don't want in the oceans too high. You don't want things growing inappropriately. You don't want the system revved up too much. So elevated blood urea nitrogen is a marker of kidney disease. That can be a problem, but that's if you have kidney disease. But if you're a normal person, I don't know necessarily that I would worry too much about taking in too much protein. Although it's not, you don't need it, and like I say, it'll get turned into fat. But it's not like you'll die or get toxic from too much protein. Is that what you read?
No, it's not that it's, it's just that it's very harmful and that.
No, you know, that's, I'd like to see where you read that. If you send me a link, I'd like to see that. There's all kinds of craziness on the internet that's not biochemically intelligent. So, you know, keep your calories low. Have as much of your calories as you can from fat and protein. That's basically your eating strategy. And then make sure you're getting veggies and micronutrients. It's really not complicated. You know, it becomes complicated when we decide we want to eat like our society is telling us to eat, or our society, our culture is inducing us to eat. That's where we run into a problem. And I understand if you're, you know, you're trying to be a social person and you got a family and you got loved ones and you go out to dinner and you have parties and it's tough. It really is tough. That's where micronutrition can be helpful because micronutrition, this is really important. And I know if you've listened to this program before, you've heard me say it, but I haven't said it in a while. Micronutrition helps the body deal with the macronutrition. And so by getting on a micronutrient supplement program, you'll find that you're less likely to overeat macronutrition, and there's no calories in micronutrition. But micronutrition helps you utilize calories. Micronutrition helps you get more bang for your buck. So if you're eating lots of, if you can't stop eating and you're eating lots of calories, you may find that your cravings for calories are reduced when you get on a micronutrient supplement program. Because now your body can use those macronutrients more efficiently for energy. Now, if you're eating psychologically, and a lot of us do, that's different. You know, then, you know, there's nothing that will replace a scoop of Ben and Jerry's in terms of as an antidepressant, the power of that. Because we get all kinds of reward chemistry that's wired to the Ben and Jerry's or to the French fries or to all the foods we eat pretty much. All the foods we eat, all the foods we overeat. We overeat because we're getting, for some reason, we're activating pleasure chemistry. And food manufacturers know this good and well, and they will actually stick chemicals in processed food that we don't even know how to pronounce them, let alone what they do to our brain, that actually activate these pleasure centers. That's why you get addicted to chips. Chips are the worst offenders, and it's no accident that some of the biggest, most profit-intensive companies in the world are chip manufacturer companies. They're basically selling us chemicals that compel us to eat their product. It's a pretty nasty business. The food processing business is pretty nasty. It preys on drives, built-in hardwired drives that have been evolutionarily programmed into us for millions of years, and we essentially have no, well, we have some probably, but not a lot of control over. And then not only do they prey on these drives, but they actually manipulate these drives with chemicals. It's really nasty business, and it's why we want to give McDonald's the finger as we drive by, not drive through. And not just McDonald's, but, you know, Nestle's and Nabisco and Frito-Lay's and all these chip and cereal manufacturers and processed food manufacturers that are really in many, many ways responsible for, number one, not for, for, first of all, the health crisis that we're dealing with this, of biblical proportions in this country, but also the craziness. I'm not convinced that the craziness, the mass shootings and all the ridiculous violent crimes that are going on in the world are not the result of nutritional deficiencies and processed foods. Nutritional deficiencies and processed food. I said both, because they both go hand in hand. All right, I didn't mean to rant on that, Barry. Does that help you, or do you have anything else you want to add?
Yes, but in a nutshell, it is a fact that if one gets too much protein, daily, your body does excrete it daily.
Your body is well equipped to handle a correct amount of protein, and it's very difficult to overload that system if you are healthy. If you have a kidney problem, that's different. If you're dealing with kidney disease, then that is different, and you want to be a little bit more careful at that point. But, you know, you don't need a lot of calories. And just ingest a reasonable, moderate amount of it, and you should be fine. I wouldn't worry about taking in too much protein. It's really unlikely that any healthy person is going to suffer from a problem with too much protein. All right?
Okay.
I got to go, Barry. We're out of time, but thank you for your call. Always appreciate your input. I love my smart Bright Side listeners, and that means you if you've been listening to The Bright Side today, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Don't forget to check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, truthnourishment.com for our truth shopping nutritional products, and also truthtreatments.com for our skin health products. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back?